love college.
Hey!
I love by George.
Hey!
Let's talk about VCU.
No!
Well, no, we have to.
Oh, okay. It's well, do we have to?
This is the segment. You wrote it down. Let's talk about VCU.
All right, all right. So VCU made the tournament?
Yeah, of course they did.
Okay.
That's why we're talking
and
about it.
And what's
them.
Their seed?
They are a 10 seed,
okay.
Which is pretty...
That's some respect.
Honest, I would have... With no real signature wins outside of the conference, I would have thought maybe like a...
A play-in? 11 at least?
11 or something. But to give them a 10, that was based off of their name.
Right.
You know.
Must be nice.
Because we watched them live, and it's not there.
What was their road to get to the A-10 championship?
Their road consisted of UMass, which had like an early upset, so that was a nothing game for them. And then they played Davidson, which was another joke team. Jack Gibbs choked that game.
Well, he was tired. I mean, he had just played a game of his life the day before versus St. Bonaventure to pretty much hold St. Bonaventure from the tournament. But I thought Davidson just kind of looked spent.
Right. And so they ended up playing an actual team in St. Joe's, and then they lost. And in fact, there was a blowout.
It was a blowout.
And if it wasn't for that one player, what's his name?
Nadeo.
If he didn't get kicked out, that game could have been a 30-point blowout loss.
Right.
So, but here are a few, you know, nice parts of VCU. They do have still the Havoc defense. It still creates turnovers. They still have a huge fan base that traveled well with them. I mean, let's not joke. Like, at Barclays, they represented the best out of any school, and it was far and away, you know.
They filled multiple sections.
Oh, yeah, and they were loud. And so their chants, the band, everything.
We've reached a time period where VCU is just kind of a mainstay in postseason play.
They have a great brand.
They do.
And so
and brands help.
But unfortunately, it's not going to help them on the court when it comes to playing this March, because I do think they could beat Oregon State. Yeah, I don't know much about them. I know that they have Gary Payton Jr.
Nicknamed the Mitten. Is he going to strap them up? He may. You never know.
He might, but...
He might be an NBA player.
Right, but my only thing is when they played like an actual Power 5 school this year, they played Duke, lost. They played Wisconsin, they lost. They played Florida State, they lost. They played Georgia Tech, they lost. They played Cincinnati. What do you think they did?
They lost?
Yeah. And
okay.
So,
but
yeah.
Each game was a little bit close. Let's go back to the records or to the scores a little bit. They only lost by less than 10 to all of those teams. So, well, besides Georgia Tech, who beat them 77-64.
The ghost of Paul Hewitt.
but you know, maybe they played close, and maybe it's taught them a lesson, and it teaches them how to win going forward, and that's
right.
Something that we don't know.
And the thing was, in their out-of-conference schedule at least, they didn't have any bad losses. I mean, these are all fine losses. You're allowed to lose to these teams. So they didn't lose to any bad schools all the way up until they played and lost to us. So that was their worst loss. But either way, I think that they could potentially win a game. Definitely not two games, because they're going to play Oklahoma second round, and that's an L.
Right.
Because Buddy Hield is going to own them.
Maybe the best player in the nation.
Maybe.
At least the best player in the tournament.
Hard.
And so, you know, we'll see what they can do. I think VCU, you know, I have them I have them losing that game. I think that, you know, when you play NBA talent, sometimes it's tough to compete.
They're a tad overrated, right?
Well, who, VCU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it. I think Will Wade, he's fine, but it's just not Shaka. It's not Havoc. It's not, you know, those old school VCU teams that got after it.
And people may be listening, they're like, oh, well,
they're just haters.
They have that Mason bias.
Haters.
Or we just actually watch them play a lot of games. We watch Mason beat them. We watch them scrub through the tournament and get smashed in the final game. And so maybe we just don't really believe in
them.
They're
not battle-tested. I'm sorry. But they do have some legit scorers. Melvin Johnson, clearly one of the best scorers in the A-10. Mo Alie-Cox is a bruiser down low, but he's still undersized.
But
he's
will
6'7".
They get him the ball, though? That's the thing. Because when you get him the ball, he seems to score, but they settle for so many threes, and they don't shoot the three ball that well.
They shoot the three so bad. I think like in the first half of the two games before the championship, they were like 2 of 20. Or no, so they were 0-11 and 1 of... God, they were 1 of 22 in the first half in threes from my memory, which may be wrong, but
They didn't come out making a lot of threes in the second halves either. They just didn't shoot well all tournament, and they settle for it.
Mo Alie-Cox can do a little bit down low, but then they have to rely on that. What's his name?
Tillman.
With
the blonde hair, afro.
Yeah, he has a bad attitude. I don't really like him either. He's fine. They just don't have that sharp shooting, three-point guy.
Is Burgess that guy?
His brother was.
He haven't really shown too much to us yet. Right. Judging by their record, we believe they got in because of their name. Because they don't really have too many wins. And
we sound bitter.
We are bitter Mason fans because, we had the chance to maybe become VCU.
And we didn't. But that's fine. We don't want to become Richmond hipsters. Right.
Right. But the 10th seed playing
Oregon State.
Playing Oregon State.
That's a winnable game. Oregon State, they're 19-12. It's not like they were.
Right.
How the hell did they get in?
Right. But what we
Pac-12.
What we do know is that they play Oklahoma next round, and we both think that's a fat zip. So if they get through this first round, it'll be because Havoc caused some problems. It got them some easy points. But when it comes to playing a half-court set offense, I don't believe they can compete in the tournament.
Right. So to Will Wade and the whole VCU squad, bye!